Today is a day that many of us have been both looking forward to and dreading for a while now, graduation. This program that we undertook when we gave this college our yes many months ago and continued to give that yes to throughout the past 8 months has come to an end. When I first heard about this college, it was from a handful of alumni who had continued their post-Augustan studies at my undergraduate university out east. And although none of them ever openly suggested to me that I look into coming, the college's appeal for me lay simply in the kinds of people that they were. The conversations that would occur when two or more of them were present seemed to be on a different level from your typical college kids hanging out sort of banter. And I was always amazed at their wide base of knowledge and their genuine interest and commitment to reading good books, their conviction in their Christian faith, and the confidence with which they expressed their views and opinions among all of us, as well as their fellow students. The more time that I spent around these alumni, the more that I wanted all of these things that they had, and things that my standard university undergraduate education had failed to give me in the 4 years that I spent there. This year, I had my doubts as to when this seemingly magical, radical change would occur, and when these thoughtful, ridiculously well-informed conversations would begin to happen, especially with this crew. But I was also wondering how, if they did start to happen, how I could, when I didn't feel like I'd changed a bit, even hope to keep up with these people who were well-informed and well-read and well-versed in seemingly everything. So I can't say for certain whether or not any of us have climbed up onto that pedestal that I placed my Augustan alumni friends on last year. But I can say that there have been moments, particularly in these last couple of months, when I've been stunned. Stunned because I'm struck with how this group of hooligans that I met and adopted as my brothers and my sister last September suddenly appeared to me as they all truly are. Upright men and a woman who exemplify the motto of this college, Credo ut intelligam. I'm overwhelmed with the honor of having been your classmate and your peer throughout this journey that has transformed our minds and hearts, and of participating with you in discovering what it means to be human, what it means to be a Christian, and what it means to love. In all of these discoveries, we've been provided with incredible models and guides who are part of the faculty and community. The lectures that we've had this year have been gifts given to us by a faculty that is not present here with us for any other reason except that they believe in what this college is attempting to do, and because they have a genuine love for teaching and ministering to young people like us. In our first lecture with a certain professor, we were explained the difference between the classroom environment at Augustan College and any other. He told us that in our classroom, we would be surrounded by students and professors who love us. In expressing this love, they've opened our minds to some of the greatest lines of thought from Western history. And in the process, they have changed the way we think, or in some cases like my own, it's more accurate to say that they caused me to think. Not only have these people opened our minds to us in the classroom, but they have opened their homes to us. A month, and sometimes not even a week, would go by without there being yet another invite to a faculty or community member's house for dinner and for fellowship. Being away from home and new to this city, as many of us were this year, we were instantly welcomed into what feels very much like a family in this collegium. As the year went on, though, we realized that this community that we had entered into is much more than a family. It is, in fact, a microcosm of the church, each operating as a member concerned for the genuine well-being of the other members. These people in this small part of the church that we have all been blessed enough to experience this year have challenged us in ways that I don't think any of us were anticipating. The things that we had assumed that we knew about truth, about goodness, about Christ and his church have all been shaken up by what we've learned this year, both inside of the classroom and outside of it. In a seemingly contradictory way, however, in this shaking up, each one of us is drawn a little closer to discovering truth with a capital T. We were all forced into acknowledging the fact that on our own, we don't have all of the answers. And in seeking these answers, we were spurred into further questions, which can be rather frustrating, as I've discovered. I mean, just when I think I have the answer, the Lord pulls me out of my self-satisfied sense of certainty and presents me with an idea that throws everything off balance again. And whether he achieves this through an art lecture on Byzantine iconography or a particularly beautiful piece of music by Bach or by the inspiration of a character from a Chesterton novel we looked at in Lit, or in the ideas of a postmodern philosopher, whether it is one of these things that moves me to contemplation, or whether it is through a conversation with someone or a group discussion, God has found some way to get through to each one of us time and again and push us further in this search for his truth. The search for truth is what the driving force is behind this entire college. We have all come to know how that search has been ingrained in us and has been given to our very human natures as a gift that we have both the desire for and the responsibility to respond to. Pope Benedict XVI commented on this experience in his most recent encyclical a few months ago, linking that search for truth with the human experience of and need for love, the force that I think this community has been built and sustained by. He says, each person finds his good by adherence to God's plan for him. In order to realize it fully, in this plan, he finds his truth, and through adherence to this truth, he becomes free to defend the truth, to articulate it with humility and with conviction, and to bear witness to it in life are therefore exacting and indispensable forms of charity. This year at Augustine, we have all been enlightened as to our purpose, that of seeking the good according to the order of God. It is in this moment, movement towards what is good, that we have discovered little pieces of the one greater truth in which all existence finds its origin. These little pieces of truth are the beginning of what will hopefully be a lifetime of further seeking and discovery for all of us. I find that one of the greatest benefits of this college community is the abundance of older figures that are heavily involved with our class, who are full of wisdom that we can gain from. And out of our class, I find that I am the lone senior citizen at the ripe old age of 23. And as I've been told by my fellow youthful classmates, I'm not doing too badly considering my age. Earlier this year, I gave these young friends of mine some advice about how they should go about finding a young lady. Now, however, I ask for your patience while I give them a bit of advice on how to leave this college. And Bethany, don't think that just because you're biting at my heels in the age category that you're exempt from this advice. As we've discovered, our own wisdom is but vanity in the great scheme of things, so I suggest you listen carefully to see if you can't discover something worthy of writing down in your little black book of Dutch words to live by. So please excuse me. First, boy and girl, boys and girl, I know that saying goodbye to each other, and particularly to me, will be difficult. Do not despair, though. From the relentless presence of alumni around the college this year, you can be rest assured in knowing that you, now an alumnus of the college yourself, will be always welcomed, or expected, to make a visit every year. In fact, in my elderly state, I've decided to settle down in Ottawa for the next few years at least. This means that at least an annual visit is required from each one of you. Also, know that this year's class hails from some of the most interesting locations yet, with home bases set right across the continent. Just think of all the use you can now make of these new friendships. I myself am hoping to make use of each one of you in my future travels. And I plan on making myself present to you when you least expect it. So behave yourselves, because you never know when I might be arriving to catch you slacking off from your work, or letting your beards grow, or committing fashion outrages. So yes, I am well aware of how young people today are always going on about how this is a digital age. Well, I might not be of your generation, but I know about these things, and I have decided that you have absolutely no excuse not to write me with stories of your adventures and achievements and struggles. And if you fail to keep in touch, expect one of these inconveniently timed visits that I've already spoken of. Believe me, an email is easier. Lastly, despite your collectively inconsiderate behavior in abandoning me here in Ottawa after such a year as this, I am willing to look past this outrage. Know that each one of you is and will continue to be loved more than you can know by this elderly heart, and I suspect a few others in this community. Thank you all for indulging this ridiculousness for a few minutes, and I apologize to all of you who are out of the loop on the joke. Just know that those few minutes were added in at the special request of more than a couple of the class. I couldn't resist giving them one last little joke, and I figured a little humiliation for me now and again is probably good for me. On a more serious note, I would like to close with some words of advice that are not my own, and so will hopefully therefore actually be of some use to us all. The following, also, I did not clear it. I didn't realize the reading is almost the same, so we'll kind of continue on from what Beth read a little while ago. The following is from the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians, chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. And this is my prayer for all of you, my fellow students, and for those members of the college community present here today, that together we will seek after what is true, virtuous, and good, reflecting on what we have learned, and in so doing, that we will truly rejoice in the Lord always. Thank you very much.